welcome to the Red Shtick Podcast. Today's guests are Red Shtick contributors Sunny Weathers, of Sunny's Disposition fame, and Horoscopes writer Nick Moore. Now, here's your host, the Red Shtick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
Okay, so actually, we're going
that was Lady Gaga.
Are we live now?
Yeah, we're rolling, so I'll edit in as we go.
Fuck Lady Gaga.
Oh, man.
We're not editing anything out of this shit.
Did you see Lady Gaga? Not with that penis.
Well, did you see Lady Gaga in Amsterdam?
Huh?
Like this weekend, she had a show and she lit up a joint on stage.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, she was in Amsterdam.
Yeah, smoked it and then like wandered around all meanderish.
Meanderish?
Yeah, it didn't. That's, it looked like she wasn't.
Now, that, Sonny, that is not a word. We talked about hyperbolic and untoward last week.
I knew untoward, but I got so much shit about hyperbolic. Like, people were like, you know what hyperbolic means?
I was like, sorry,
I know what hyperbaric means, and I know what hyperbole is, but I've never heard hyperbolic as an actual term. Fuck all y'all.
Anyway, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm after you, sir.
I'm Jeremy White.
Ladies first. Sunny Weathers.
Nick Moore.
And this is the Red Shtick Podcast. Can you believe it? Third episode, guys.
What? And we're still on the air. None of us have been fired from our jobs.
We're on iTunes and everything and saying all kinds of crazy shit out there and still haven't gotten any negative feedback, surprisingly. Maybe third time's the charm.
Yeah, won't you fucking watch out with that? We don't need any negative feedback.
Hey, negative feedback's not too bad sometimes. It gives you a little publicity, so
blah 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 blah.
Yeah. So
hang on. You know what we should do while we're recording this episode?
What's that?
I'm gonna call a bomb threat in to USC because I don't think there was enough bombing in their football game Saturday against Stanford or Girls School for the Deaf, whoever it was that they played and lost to.
Yes.
Whatever pathetic, sad-ass team that was that USC lost to.
I just love the fact that Barkley is 0-for-4 against Stanford.
That is pretty awesome.
That is.
He's going to win the Heisman, though.
Bane, couldn't happen to a classier guy than Bane Kiffin.
He's terrible. But
you guys might as well be trading fucking Pokemon cards. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're talking about
you're
football.
You're a nerd.
Then we're talking about football and other things that manly men enjoy. But I wasn't intending to talk about football. I just like mentioning how shitty USC is any chance that I get, especially in case my friend Aaron Hernandez is listening to this, because fuck USC, that's why. I wanted to talk about people calling them bomb threats to schools.
Why would you mention that?
I don't know, because it's Wednesday and the fucking dude just got arrested. finally, there's somebody in the news with a shittier nickname than Sonny.
Yeah, we had a bet going in the office of whether or not it was a frat boy who didn't want to take a calculus test.
Yeah.
Or it was actually a Middle Eastern guy, because one of the guys in my office was like, the police said he had a Middle Eastern accent. And I was like, oh, you mean something like this?
Yes, we can all do the Middle
Eastern accent. Oh my God. He must really be from the Middle East if he talks like this.
That sounds like more Indian. These? That sounds like tech support.
Death to America.
Maybe they lost some translation.
Yeah. But anyway, you know.
But anyway.
It's all the same. They're all brown people.
We were all wrong.
Me and Nick are tech support. So I know. My favorite comment, for those of you that don't know, my favorite hobby in life is logging on to WAFB's Facebook page and commenting on articles that they post, because nothing is more fun in this world than the comment section of anything posted on WAFB.
Well, that's also where you can best lose your humanity.
Yeah, it is.
Lose faith in all humanity.
Yeah. And my favorite comment, as soon as they, before they announced that William Bouvet had been arrested for this, my favorite comment in the original article, it just says, an unidentified male suspect is in custody. And one of the first comments, and I believe it last counted, had 30-something likes, was, unidentified male suspect, well, at least we know he's not black. Because, boy, do they like posting that.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like nobody was right. It turned out to be a 42-year-old black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who from his Facebook page looks like he likes to get high on construction sites.
Cause I mean,
his eyes in that picture are so slanted and red.
Yeah.
You can't even tell what color his eyes are.
Yeah, he's
I'm gonna guess brown.
I mean, he looks like I'm sorry, but he looks like Constable Reginald Brown.
I thought he looked like a young black Santa.
I saw his mugshot and I'm like, no, this guy called in a bomb threat and couldn't avoid leaving digital fingerprints? I'm shocked.
He called from his fucking cell phone.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't leave actual fingerprints. he probably got real high and he was watching the Hallmark Channel, watching like the Matlock Marathon on it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, shit, son, if I call and I hang up before I've been on the line for a minute and 30 seconds, they'll never trace the call.
Damn straight.
This is not 1987.
They had it in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. But it does make me kind of lose faith because they were like, the FBI is on the case and all this. It took him 2 days to find a dude that called from his cell phone.
And he gave it up right there. Said, yeah, I called it in.
Yeah, that was me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
I didn't think it took 2 days. I thought they had him like they figured out what street they called from, and then the cops that were in the area cruised by, saw him walking down the road. It was like, hey, man, come here and talk to us. And he's like, what, about that bomb threat? I don't know nothing about that.
I'm just really... My favorite part of the story is that there's finally somebody with a shittier nickname than me in the news. Because Booby, really? Your nickname's Titties? Your nickname is Titties. But it also just backs up the point that I really do want to legally change my name from George Edward Weathers Jr. to Sonny Weathers. Mm-hmm. For two reasons.
Okay.
One, anytime I do any kind of side computer work for somebody, they write me a check. And they always write it out to Sonny. I have no ID that says Sonny Weathers because guess what? I understand I've been called that for 34 years. He's not a real person. There isn't a Sonny Weathers. I don't have a tax number, a bank account, nothing. So anytime I go to the bank that isn't mine, like if I go to like a different branch from the one I always go to, they look at me like, who the fuck is this? And I have to say, just call the main branch. They'll tell you there should be a note in my file that, you know, that's me. Whenever I fill out my passport, there's the section for AKA, and I have to list myself as George Edward Weathers Jr., AKA Sonny Weathers. And someday when I die, I'm going to open up the obituary. Well, I won't open it up because I'll be dead.
Unless you fake your own death.
Well, shut up. I gotta get a better insurance policy. I think
I'm still looking for a guy with teeth like mine.
Well, right now, all I got,
man, I can burn
to find somebody with teeth like mine. I basically just have to find a meth user because my teeth are like chalk. I've got horrendous teeth. I actually had a dentist who asked me, he's like, "Are you sure you brush?" And I was like, "Look, I'm not retarded, and I manage people. Like people depend on me to get their paychecks. I'm pretty sure I know how to brush my teeth." It's called genetics, sir.
I never had a dentist go off me like
that. You're 40 with braces. Go fuck yourself.
I've never had a dentist go off me with that, but I do have some serious like goblin teeth.
Yeah,
like they're like little points. I don't know what they're like. You know, it's not too bad up front, but if you look, you know, if you were to run your tongue along my teeth, you know what I feel.
Let me see. Let's test this.
Hold on. Let's pause the podcast here. Let's see.
And we're back.
Okay, so
that was hot.
You felt when I had your dick in my mouth. Yeah. The little points on the side. That's my molars. They have a weird.
Back to my point. I every time I look at the newspaper and there's an obituary and it says William Booby Bouvet, I just think, what kind of douchebag goes through life and has this shitty nickname that's got to be put in quotes in your obituary, and I don't ever want to be that guy.
It's a law among black people, I think, that you have to have a nickname by the time you die. Read the obituaries and try to find me. I'm sorry, but 9 out of 10 obituaries for black people, there's a nickname. If women, not so much, but the guys. Even, like, I saw one time in the obituaries, there was a little baby. It was tragic, I'm sure, that the baby had died. Not even two weeks old. I mean, it's not a joke.
I'm not laughing at the dead baby. I swear to God, I just can't help myself.
There's an infant. There's a dead infant in the obituary.
Eyes are watering.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
The infant had a nickname. The infant had a nickname.
Little corpsey.
Oh dear Lord!
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh no!
C-section murder.
Oh God!
But
prom night distraction.
How does an infant How does an infant earn a nickname?
Dude, put in work.
I've always been befuddled by that.
I don't know, man. Maybe that was Blackula's secret to eternal life, is that his given name was Blackula Washington. And right before Van Helsing killed him, he's like, "You name Tookie," and stabbed him in the chest.
I mean, I've seen Roots. I thought black people wouldn't have been too kind to getting nicknames like Toby and stuff like that.
I just told y'all I've had a shitty nickname for 34 years, and y'all are like, "Yeah, all black people have a nickname." I'm starting. Am I Steve Martin? Is this a shitty remake of The Jerk?
You were a poor black child born in Mississippi.
I don't know, Sonny. I've never seen you dance.
He hates these cans.
Hey, the new phone books are here.
That's true.
The new phone books are here. There's the segue.
I saw that new phone book and I was like, oh shit, it's finally 1974.
Yeah,
Thank God.
I got home from work today and the phone book is sitting right in front of my doorstep. And on the front of the fucking cover is the picture of the app button for your phone. And it says on the front of this giant 800-page book, download our app so you can look up numbers anywhere.
On like, your smartphone
I was
or
like,
your iPad.
Thanks, Yellow Pages. My trash was really high, and I'm going to drop this big, heavy book right on top of it.
Why don't you put it in the recycle bin?
Fuck that. They should pay for their crimes.
How about, you know, in their defense, though, it does make an excellent doorstop.
Yes.
Or a prop for, like, an uneven chair, if you have a chair that's somehow one leg is seven inches lower than the
kids,
other.
So I don't have anybody to set up higher at the table. And if you ever tried to wipe your ass with pages from the phone book, it sucks. Use the Bible. The Bible is very soft and pliable. You can get it for free at a hotel.
You can roll a phenomenal joint from a phone book piece of paper, though.
We're going to take a break, folks.
and we're back.
He was wrong. You can actually roll three joints from a sheet.
Oh, man. I'm so hungry.
Look, I haven't smoked pot in probably 10 years. I don't know.
I was high.
when did companies make random drug testing a fireable offense? Because I'm pretty sure that's when I quit smoking pot. But every time I hear Cypress Hills, I want to get high. That's all I want to do. Like, I don't even like Cypress Hill, but I want to get high on my iPod. And every time that song comes up, I'm like, even if I'm in the gym in the middle of a workout, because it's a really slow, just mellow, it's a getting high song. I can be in the middle of a bench press, and it comes up, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. Wow. I'm just going to have to take a break. Got to take a break from the water fountain real quick. Just chill. Oh, shit. Jeremy's going to pull it up right now and play it.
I don't know if it'll come through or not.
My biggest problem. Oh, good. Good. There's
also,
an advertisement.
It's an advertisement.
There's an advertisement. Because yeah. what I like to do when I'm on YouTube is fucking watch a 40-second video
about buying gold,
about anything.
We should say we're not at Doe's this week. We're actually at we're at Jeremy's house.
Well, no,
and that's why it sounds hot and smells like cat.
The red stick. hey, my mom's in the other room. If you want to know if she puts out,
is she here?
Yeah, she's here.
We've been talking very loud and smoking
that's
weed.
Fine. Look, she's on
we
our
really
turf.
Smoking weed. If my mom's,
I told you,
week.
My mom's living with me. It's a lot of guys do podcasts in their mom's basement. Well, I flipped the script. All right, I'm doing a podcast while my mom's sleeping in my basement.
Yerd.
You don't have a basement. This is Louisiana.
Yeah, whatever.
But no, I wanted to mention that we're sitting in chairs that look like the Pope's throne.
They are pretty phenomenal. I don't think you can. I don't think you can actually play that on the podcast.
This
even,
is true. Yeah.
Even if it's just coming through in the background, because I'm pretty sure that's copyright infringement. And if there's one thing that George Edward Weathers Jr., a.k.a. Sonny Weathers, does not believe in, it's copyright infringement.
That's right. Everything you own is legally...
legally mine. Purchased legally, backed up to my computer, not downloaded.
How the hell did you get Song of the South?
How did you know I had that?
All right, well... we'll turn that off then. We won't attempt.
You don't
Sonny
have to
anyway.
Mouth it to me. Sonny just mouthed to me, I have that.
I did not. I did not.
I've got an old bootleg copy of it.
So
which I don't know why
that means you've committed a crime.
No, it's like on DVD. It was before.
Oh, I have a bootleg DVD. Oh yeah, because the pirating a DVD is not illegal.
Look, if Disney's not going to ball up and put it back out, you know, what do they expect people
to
do?
In their defense, have you seen it?
Yeah, it's not that good.
It's fucking terrible. It's not even that it's racist. It's just fucking terrible. Like, just as a movie.
Well, you were talking about WAFB's Facebook page, which I know you and Wayne Smith, we mentioned him last week. I know when y'all are bored at work or at home, all you need to do is just go on to Channel 9, and you can find, like, the most innocuous story, go into the comment section, and just type in all caps, free Boosie, and then just sit back and just
You don't even have to type free Boosie. I hate to say bad things because I really do love WAFB, and I have Facebook friends that work there. I don't know if any of them would claim me in real life, but on Facebook, they're my homeboys. I don't like to brag, but I know media stars on the internet.
I love it when you post on Facebook because then it pops up on my feed, and I'm like, oh, let's light some fires. And so I pull up whatever you posted on. I read what you posted. Usually it's like, you guys are fucking retarded. Like, yeah, you are.
It doesn't matter, though. Like, whatever the story could be, there could be a story about life on Saturn's moon Titan. And within five posts, the comments are always like, why it's got to be a race thing? I don't even understand that. Like, there's not even people there. But suddenly it's racial. Everything turns racial on Facebook.
Everything devolves into a racial issue.
And I don't want to say that that's just WAFB's Facebook page, because the only reason I go to WAFB's Facebook page is, you know, because WBRZ sucks. Right. I don't. Hey, I don't know. Maybe they're good. I don't know. But I like Diane Eaton and Greg Merriweather telling me what to do. I don't know.
Those are local TV stations.
Local TV
folks. If you're not from here.
A lot of Facebook pages, it'll eventually devolve into a racial thing. It's just with WAFBs, the degree of separation is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take very long.
And
for
really,
it to
really, until I started following local Louisiana news sites on Facebook, I thought like, oh, it's 2012, like race relations are good and all this, and then I read these comments and I'm like, oh my God, these people are insane.
And it's on both
sides.
And
I don't, when I say these people, I don't mean like all white people are insane or all black people. I mean everybody, all of them.
The population of the good city we live in.
Yeah. And so what do? Of course, you know, being the person that I am, I take
incite them.
I take a stick and I poke that hornet's nest.
That's right.
I poke it.
The beautiful thing about the internet and the fact that it's reached just about everybody that has a cell phone, you know, you got yourself tapped right into the internet. The wonderful thing about it is it has given us things like YouTube. Like, you can pop on YouTube and just see something amazing or something horrendous. You can go back and forth for hours and hours and hours. Like, nonstop. There's so much content being uploaded to YouTube.
Including people making trailers of cheesy movies with the Prophet Muhammad.
Right. But, and we'll get there. We'll talk about this fucking
idiot. And the guy's, like, apparently a ghost. And
I don't understand, though, if
the guy who made the movie, not Muhammad.
If
peace and blessings be upon him.
Google's talking about...
Yeah, let's go down that road, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Google and YouTube.
It's going so well. All of France shut down. It's shut down. France shut down every embassy in every Arab-ish country they have because one dumbass published some cartoons this week.
But
so
the
Yes, Muhammad. Yeah. Let's talk about him. This what does iTunes go out to everywhere? Okay.
Yeah.
But here's
we live in Baton Rouge. You can find us.
Here's the shitty thing, though. Like, YouTube was like, we're not taking the video down because it's freedom of speech. However, if you had actually played 3 seconds of Cypress Hills, I Want to Get High,
right,
and it came through these mics, and somehow that clip ended up on YouTube, down in a second! Down in a second! Sony owns that, not you, buddy. Not you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's immediately down. If somebody posts, like, a funny making fun of Dana White in the UFC video, fucking down immediately!
Yeah.
That's UFC copyright and content.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Americans are getting killed in foreign countries, and it's causing a war? Ah! We'll go ahead and leave that. Look, I'm all for free speech and everything, but when you're dealing with people whose only answer is,
Blow
well,
it up.
We'll just kill everybody that doesn't believe what we believe. Maybe you ought to take down the shitty fucking video. It's not even a good video.
Like that's something that's popped up over and over again. It's how shitty it is.
Yeah.
Like it's just not a very good flick. Period. You know.
If I was Muslim, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, wait a minute, you can't even fucking use a green screen and make people stand level on the ground.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all see that cartoon that The Onion put up?
No.
They were like, the headline of it was, "No one killed over this image anywhere ever." And what it was, it was in response to all this crap going on. And what it was a very...
A priest fucking a kid?
No, it was, it was far more delicious.
I apologize for that.
What it was Ganesh from the Hindu religion, the big elephant god with all the
elephant.
Arms. Okay, and he has one fist up Buddha's asshole. And with his other hand, with his other hand in his trunk, his hand is jacking off Jesus and his trunk is jacking off Moses and they're high-fiving.
Oh, wow. I thought Ganesh was the little fucking Martian on the Flintstones.
No, that was
Jeremy. Go ahead.
No,
that was
not
Gnu.
Not Gnu.
When you were like in your 30s,
Gazoo, the Great Gazoo.
There you go.
Okay,
and who voiced him, Jeremy?
It was a gay dude.
Was it? That wasn't Paul Lynde.
I don't know. Is that the only gay guy
you
know?
I don't think so. Why'd you bring it up if you didn't know?
Well, dude, it was on when you were in your 30s. I was trying to like get you to...
I'm trying... I don't
my
know
favorite
who voiced
Flintstone
them.
Character was I'm Rock Quarry.
So what?
Cary Grant. They did the Cary Grant character on the Flintstones, but he was Rock Quarry.
No, man. I didn't watch the Flintstones.
What?
Didn't watch the Flintstones.
Well, look, He-Man was on.
Did you not watch the Jetsons?
I watched the Jetsons because it was on at 6 o'clock in the morning when I got up to get ready for school. I didn't follow it. It didn't make any sense. He kept his whole car in his fucking briefcase. That makes no sense at all. Plus,
all I know. If you ever jacked
Jane.
Off to Jane Jetson, then you've jacked off to Wilma Flintstone. It's the same thing.
Look.
I preferred Betty. I preferred Betty Rubble.
Then you've jacked off to Judy. Hmm. The daughter.
His wife was Jane, and she took his whole freaking wallet right before she leaves to go shopping.
Have you not been with your woman long enough for that to happen?
Funny.
No, we
they had flying cars.
We were like roommates. We like each paid half a bills, and
so they had flying. They had flying cars, but they didn't have a cashless society.
I need to get your woman to talk to my woman.
Oh, y'all pooled your income?
No, we don't pool our income, but. God damn it, I'm going to get in trouble.
That's why I pushed you. That's why I nudged it. Because I like to think that after every podcast, you go home and Allison just like beats you with the buckle end of a belt.
I'll just say this. Here's
not to be controversial, Sonny, but who pays more bills in your house? Who does more work in bed, you or your good lady?
I would assume she does, because it's pretty fucking basic for me.
Which of you drives more and why?
I drive more because I have a penis and I'm not sitting in a passenger seat.
Sonny will drive
Look,
no matter
hang on.
What.
No, I'm,
hang
I
on.
Drive
there,
everywhere.
There's,
I just,
there's fucking
good
three things every man needs, and I wasn't planning on talking about this.
They're all between your legs?
No. No.
My dick and my true balls.
There's three things every man needs in life. Good manners, good posture, and the fucking keys to the vehicle. Sit up straight, open the door for a lady, and drive. That's all you got to do as a man. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's pretty deafening nice. Silence. Dude, I have no comeback for that.
That's
like,
you know why you don't have a comeback for that? Because that's the fucking best advice you will ever get about anything anywhere. Good manners, good posture, and the keys to the fucking car.
No, I drive, but not because I'm like, oh, I'm the man. I should drive. I drive because I'm a miserable passenger.
Well, that's
like
too.
I freak out. I rode with my wife once. She got a Miata this year.
Hang on,
and
hang
I was
on.
In the passenger seat. And
I can tell you right now why you freaked out.
What?
Because you said I rode with the wife this year. I'm not one
to stereotype. I freak out no matter who's driving though. Like it doesn't matter who's driving. If it's not me, I'm.
So you don't fly.
I fly, but only because I don't have my pilot's license yet.
Okay.
Believe me, as soon as I get that fucker.
You're in the cockpit.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because you can rent planes. You can rent them by
true.
The miles.
Yeah. This is true.
Go ahead, John Denver. How'd that work out?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I don't have that stupid haircut. I'll be fine.
Come on, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Why don't you take that helicopter?
Oh, let me take. He wasn't flying either. He was a passenger.
I don't fucking know. I just know that the man can play music. Come on, Richie Valens. Come on,
Randy Rhoads.
Buddy Holly, how that worked out. Come on, Ric Flair.
Well, he's still alive.
Oh, wait, he was a passenger, too. He just broke his back.
Oh, well. Yeah. We were talking about Channel 9. And
come on, Macho Man Randy Savage. Wasn't he driving?
He was driving.
He had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack while he was driving.
But you know why he had a heart attack? Because that woman was like, did you remember to pay a house note? Did you remember to pay a house note? Blah, 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 blah. That's why he had a heart attack. You know why he died before his wife? Because he fucking wanted to, and he was trying to take her with him.
Oh, man, speaking of action stars.
I'm
she grabbed the wheel. It's the reason it didn't like go flying and drive.
Anyway, that's the reason it hit the tree.
Speaking of crazy wives, did you see Chuck Norris and his wife talking about why you need to vote for Mitt Romney? She's like, if you don't vote for Mitt Romney, they have a video up. It's
the black
marvelous.
People win.
No, it's better. She says,
"Oh,
the earth will be plunged into 1,000 years of darkness."
Oh wow!
And the whole time, Chuck Norris is
AKA
in there going, "Yes,
a black president."
I was gonna say, I don't know who it'll be. Plunged into 1,000 years of darkness, but I'm pretty sure it'd be 4 years.
Hey, by the way, Mike Walker, who's running for mayor president here in Baton Rouge,
mm-hmm.
he's the mayor pro tem right now, running against Kip Holden, African American mayor president.
Kip Holden, one of my favorite fucking people ever.
I've not seen that man.
I love Kip Holden.
I've not seen him at a single Mardi Gras ball where he has not shaken my hand. Like, right. If he's going, hey, Kip, he comes walking up to me. He's like, hi, guy, I don't know. How are you doing?
Kip
smiles and everything.
Kip and I have a lot in common. We both like white women.
Let me.
That's the other his wife is black.
Although.
Well, he likes to hang out with white women.
Hang on. I do have to take issue with the Holden family. Not that I get. It's probably been a dozen years since I've had a ticket. But I do not appreciate the fact that his sister ruined my ability to get tickets fixed for my police friends.
Oh, that bitch.
By bringing down like the huge, we can't fix your tickets now. One of my best friends, I was like, I'm the godfather of your child. You can't fucking get me out of this stop sign ticket?
What did she
Fuck
do?
Your kid. I put him in the street.
What did she do?
She was fixing tickets for everybody.
Yeah, she's a cop?
She was involved in a whole...
No.
There was a
she
whole
was like,
scandal.
I'm the mayor's sister and I work at the courthouse. Bring me your fucking tickets.
Yeah, that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mike Walker has a campaign. Apparently, there's some ads on Facebook now that he's basically coupling his campaign to unseat Kip Holden, an African American mayor, with the Romney Ryan ticket, so that people can maybe kick out two black people at one time.
Why would he hitch himself to that train wreck? Those guys are getting...
He's a white Republican. He's a white, angry Republican.
But Romney and Ryan, like, they seem to be working as hard as they can to, like... It's like they have a bet going. Like, how crazy can we go and still get elected? Like, recently, all those quotes of his from that press conference he did, that was like, what was it, like $10,000 a plate or something like that?
It was $50,000 a plate, and it was a fundraiser, and he was dishing out the red meat. You're talking about... The Mother Jones video.
Yes, the one where he's
secretly
like,
recorded yeah. back in May, and
he says strings of just like ungodly
47%.
But he totally owned it. He's just like, oh yeah, that's me. I didn't say it as delicately as I could have, but oh, that's totally,
elegantly or
that's
as elegantly.
Yeah, that's totally me. That's totally me. By the
Hang
way,
on.
I own a dancing horse.
Yeah,
I wear magic underwear.
I don't like to talk bad about. Well, I do like to talk bad about people.
You talked bad about retarded people for like a half hour in the last podcast.
Yeah. Hang on. And fuck all y'all, because I did not talk bad about retarded people. I stated facts.
You said they had a Pete Rose haircut. That is a fact.
Have you ever seen a retarded person that doesn't have the same haircut as Pete Rose? And let me say, as much as I despise baseball because baseball banned Pete Rose. Pete Rose was the only baseball player that I ever liked. He's the only baseball player that I still have baseball cards of. I fucking love.
Because he ran a catcher
Pete
over
Rose.
In a fucking all-star game.
I don't care that
That's awesome.
That Pete Rose should run for president. I'd fucking vote for Pete Rose in a heartbeat. I don't know what he stands for. I don't know what he likes.
What are the odds on that?
Hang on. And I hate to go back and like talk about old shit. But the first podcast we recorded, the bar tab was $91. Oh, $98. $8 was from Nick.
No, $8 was from me. $12
so,
was from Nick,
so $20 of the $98 was from these two girls that I'm doing the fucking podcast with.
Because you were drinking doubles of
the
top,
other
$78
was from the fucking man drinking whiskey at the table.
And I'm like a dumb fuck says, oh, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Meanwhile, so Jeremy does. He does. He fucking, you know, he's a friend. He takes care of it, and then he gives me grief about it. And then
because I didn't expect
shut
it to
your
be
fucking
$98
mouth.
Fucking dollars.
So then the next week.
That was gorgeous.
So then the next week.
We get a text, right after we leave, we get a text. Because we're all in the same, we all have the same like MMS group. And Jeremy just sends out a text. It pops up on my phone and says, Sonny, what the fuck did you drink?
Yeah. So,
and Sonny goes, what? What's the problem?
Look, I'm not Jewish, but my mother just converted, so, okay. And she's been living with me for a few weeks, so
well,
it's
look,
rubbing off on
so
me,
the
right?
Next week we go up there, and first of all, I like George. George is a phenomenal bartender. But first of all, the first thing I did whenever I went in there and ordered my first drink is I dropped that guy $20, and I said, put that in the jar for you. If I tip a bartender $20, my bill shouldn't be that high whenever I leave, regardless. It doesn't matter what I drink. If I fucking give you a $20 before...
So you should get a bottle of Dom Perignon for like
$9.50. If I give you a $20 before you serve me anything, you ought to be hooking me up.
Now, if he probably would have done it if you'd gone well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But you were like, what's that one up...
Yeah,
with the hand
if you could
for a stopper.
Get the step ladder. So it probably was my fault.
What's the one hiding behind the box? Yeah.
Blow the dust off of it first before you open it.
But this motherfucking Jeremy White, he sends me this text message like, oh my God, your tab alone was $78 and blah, blah, wine, pussy hurt, blah. So the next week we go, and I guess he was doing all this in front of George the bartender. Because the next week we go, I go to cash out, and the fucking tab is like $60. And I got to fucking lay out six, I got to lay out fucking, you know, $320s and a tip on this dude. So then I find out, like, oh, Jeremy's whining and fucking complaining about this. Meanwhile, he pays with a gift card. Fuck you if you pay with a gift card. If you're paying with house money... it shouldn't matter if I fucking dropped $130 in there.
Okay, wait.
That's a steak you took out of my wife's mouth. Fuck
wait,
you.
Wait. There's another beautiful part that you forgot to add on. The reason your bill was $60 was because George took our drinks. And
yeah, I realized. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought everybody's tab the next week, and I fucking put out cash. Meanwhile, I'm supposed to be going out of the country in 2 fucking weeks, and I need every nickel I can get because I pay a majority of the bills. And I got to lay out $60 and a tip. You think either one of these motherfuckers were reaching into their lint-infested pockets for a tip? Hell no. Jeremy's complaining about paying with a gift card, son.
We both tipped.
Oh, ballers. Hey. Forgive me, folks. I picked up lunch today for myself, and it was $7, and I dropped $4 as a tip. Because I fucking take care of people. Unlike these two jabronis over here who are like, oh, I got a $30 tab. What's 15% of that? Let me go ahead and get out my calculator. Fuck y'all. This motherfucker's paying with gift cards talking about, you cost me an arm and a leg. Motherfucker, they gave you those gift cards.
You're just trying to compensate for looking like a weirdo by tipping well.
I don't.
Segway.
I don't.
Segway, no, Segway.
My feelings
Jeremy,
are hurt.
Jeremy dropped a W-bomb. Sonny, pick it up. Because you came in here talking about this dude.
Mitt Romney? I thought we were talking about Mitt Romney.
No.
Oh.
Jeremy.
We're talking about my favorite story of the week.
Yeah, forget Romney. This is local love.
Somebody be following in my footsteps, and I think I need to be talking this up.
Okay, real quick, let me lay down what happened. So Sonny can pick it up from here, but we need to get a linear storyline. What happened was...
Before you say this story, because I don't want people to think even more terrible shit about me, so I want to say this before we get into any details, but Jesus, how much did that dude hate his parents that he had to go through all that? You know, that and the other thing. Jesus. Just pick one or the other, for God's sake.
Don't Don't. Yeah. Let's ease into this like a warm.
I'm gonna have some more alcohol.
There was a Shaw employee that was.
Don't say Shaw. Motherfucker got stock.
Shaw Industries.
Shaw Industries. Here in town, he was. There was an employee that was suing the company because he was gay and had been harassed by his coworkers. He said that they verbally and physically abused him to the point where they pulled on his
pants. I believe the direct quote was, they
sodomized me.
They'd be holding me down
and
shit.
Request. Right. Well, they pulled his pants down and shoved him. They pulled his pants down and shoved a ballpoint pen up his ass, which is something that, according to his words, he did not ask for. But they asked him if that's what he liked.
And he never did give an answer.
He never did answer that. So this guy pops up on screen, and he is probably a 5'2", little white guy. He did not sound gay. I'm not trying to stereotype, but he didn't. He sounded like Eminem.
No, he didn't. And that's a fucking insult to Eminem, saying that dude sounded like him. Sound like
but
fucking
he's
Kanye.
He's surrounded by... He's surrounded by six large black men.
Handsome.
Large, handsome. Like, they look at bouncers, but they're his legal team.
And they're dressed sharp.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I mean, a little white guy who says he's gay is surrounded by a bunch of big, handsome black guys.
I just figured
that. Look, I don't even care that they're black guys. They are probably the best dressed attorneys that I've ever seen in my life, and it's probably to make sure that people don't notice how shitty of attorneys they actually are.
It's like the women down
there. They did use a lot of unnecessary big words.
It's like the women in South Louisiana.
Incorrectly.
They're beautiful. They're like beautiful. It's like when you go to South Lafourche. I have cousins from South Lafourche. And we talked flat where I'm from down in Houma. But when you went to Lafourche Parish and you went to South Lafourche, like around Cutoff and Lockport.
I got some people from Cutoff.
The women, beautiful, gorgeous, until they open their fucking mouth.
They don't have teeth?
Well, no, it's just the
accent. That seems like a bonus.
Just shut up. Don't say anything. Just
gum it.
Don't say anything. Miss Andy, you going to the dance?
That's not what these attorneys sounded like. Look.
No, different.
Here's how you can tell how well-spoken your attorney is. Here's how you can tell. I'm sorry. Here's how you can tell how good of an attorney you have.
You give them a script to see how
yes.
they read it?
And if your attorney can't get, like, singulars and plurals correct, you probably had to go too deep in the phone book to fucking find an attorney, and your case is dog shit.
Or no, you just turn to the back cover of the phone
book.
I'm thinking these guys were on the magnet on the front of the phone
when
book.
When your attorney says, yeah. We have contact the district attorney office... You
yeah,
got
you
a shitty attorney. Your attorney's
you
not looking for a criminal suit. He doesn't want these people prosecuted. He's looking to sue Shaw.
Well, I don't think the dude cared about justice either, because why did his case get thrown out?
His case was thrown out because he was out of town when the grand jury went, and even though he was subpoenaed to be at the grand jury, mm-hmm. and he was so concerned about getting some justice that these four men had held him down.
Because why? Why did he want
because
justice?
These four men held him down.
No. What did he say?
Why was he looking for justice? Because someone may be in his footstep, and he needed to talk this up.
Yes.
There you go.
So, of course, he's not interested in a civil suit at all. He only wants criminal charges processed, which is why he was conveniently out of town so that he couldn't be questioned
around.
In the... He couldn't be questioned in the grand jury to find out if he was full of shit just looking for a payday, because he was like, I'm only interested in justice, and I want to make sure this don't happen to nobody else. I don't want nobody else to get butt-fucked with a ballpoint pen. But I'm going to be in Mobile the weekend of that grand jury, and I can't reschedule... You know, you can't reschedule a trip to Mobile. Fucking Mobile might not be here next week.
The hurricane.
That's what
man,
it was.
Hurricane season. But he had more important things to do than the grand jury, like elocution lessons.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, the first sheriff's office actually arrested the four men that he said did it.
And
they were in custody.
They gave the addresses in the paper. They gave their full name and addresses like a DWI arrest.
It was all set up, and Slim Shady just had to show
up. And he
up.
Couldn't
and
fucking
he
bother.
Didn't. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure he.
notified because he had six lawyers.
He couldn't show up because his six lawyers says, whoa, whoa, whoa. If you show up, they're going to ask you questions. And if you lie on those questions, you're going to blow this civil suit for all of us. We're getting 36% of the civil suit, son. You don't want to fucking be there for criminal prosecution.
I think you're lowballing it. There's no way. Like, I think it started off, he had one guy that he found on a bus bench, and he called that guy. And the guy's like, wait a minute. You want to level a suit against the largest company in
that
Louisiana.
That was
privately
it's
owned
not privately owned anymore. It was just sold.
Oh, that's right.
It's
that's
national
right.
now, son. We get two commas, bitches. We getting two commas.
You are going to have to stick to whiskey from now on.
I'm just saying what that dude and his attorneys were saying.
You get too much
Look,
sugar.
All I know is I watched the video, and I just kept waiting for it. They were at the press conference. I just kept wanting them to say, are there any questions? I was just waiting for somebody to be like, come on, son. Seriously? Come on,
Greg
son.
Greg Merriweather, Street Beat. Love him.
He
had that look on his face.
I wanted a cameraman or anybody. Greg Merriweather, Josh Meeks. Kevin Gallagher. What's his name? DeQuano.
Darren DeQuano.
Just I wanted somebody to be like, I'm sorry. Is this bullshit? Because what's the political thing y'all do every year over there at the VFW Hall?
Oh, the
yeah. I thought it was a gridiron skit for probably the first six times I watched that interview. I was like, this year's show is going to be fantastic. Applause.
It looked like an Onion video in the makings, didn't it?
Oh, it was awful.
But it was right in WFB's wheelhouse.
That's the
bread
now
and butter.
I feel bad.
That's WFB's bread
now
and butter.
I feel bad like I'm shitting on WFB. I love WFB. It's the only news channel I watch because it doesn't suck. Especially since they got rid of that fucking hack Pat Simon.
There's a whole other story
behind
that.
Yeah, there really is a whole other story about Pat Simon. I won't talk about him because he might sue me or come kick my ass.
Who's Pat
Simon?
Yeah,
we'll have to get to that later on, but that's for another podcast.
Who's Pat Simon?
Have to get to that later on.
No, get to it now.
No, we're not prepared.
You both look very uncomfortable.
Here's a short version. He used to be here. He used to be on the radio here, and he used to be on TV here. And I don't even want to say he fucked around on his wife because maybe he would sue me this time. I don't know. But let's just say in an article I may have made some jokes about him in, I don't know, a parody and satire article. I may have mentioned his name.
Oh, and so this is actually a Rich Dick thing.
And I don't want to say he got pussy hurt.
Okay.
But he got pussy hurt.
But his vagina was
swollen. And so he called me
sand.
With his wife and he was like, listen to me, motherfucker. But he didn't say motherfucker. I just say motherfucker because I'm a scumbag and that's how I talk. But he was like, well, maybe I'll get an attorney. And I said, you can get an attorney because I don't have anything. And he said something along the lines of, maybe I'll whip your ass. And I said, maybe you ought to Google image me before you do that because I've seen you and you're like 5'2", bitch. And him and his wife left me alone. Wait, and now he does some shitty TV show in, I don't know, some godforsaken country. I don't even think he's in Lake Charles. I thought he was in like fucking West Monroe. Not even Monroe proper.
So anyway, I'm gonna use that or some shit. Springboard
that
into another
man. Hang on. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. But and Jeremy, you can edit this out if you need to. But let me just say, fuck him and his wife. And we're back.
The opinions expressed in the Rich Dick podcast are not necessarily those of the management.
And please, God, look, I'd like to just go on record as I've said all this. Jeremy has no control over anything that comes out of my mouth. And if you want to sue me, for the love of God, sue me. All you could do is improve my credit and pay off my house earlier.
Just don't hire those same six attorneys.
No, fuck that. Hire them. I want you to hire. You know what? I'll pay your legal fees if you hire them.
Because they only get paid if you win.
That's right.
I want to use that.
They got to win to pay the back page of the Yellow Pages. That's expensive shit.
Yeah, that's got to be at least $6.74. Who the fuck's... You know what? Here's how I decide...
You'd be surprised what they're charging for that shit nowadays.
Here's how I decide not to fucking use somebody. If I look... I do all my research, and then I open up the phone book, and if I see you bought an ad, I'm fucking like, next. You might as well be fucking faxing me.
That's like there's a... We used to watch late night TV years and years ago. We watched Letterman, and there was a guy. His last name was Spikes. Oh, what was his
Takeo.
First name? But he.
Oh wait, no, he used to be a running back in the NFL.
But he looked like Urkel, and he ran Ace Bail Bonds, I think it was called, over by the airport because that's where the prison is. And he would come on, and it would be like after 11:30 at night when they gave away the airtime for free almost. And the way he talked, it was like, if you were ever in the situation where you find yourself in the need of a bonding service, call Ace Bonding Service. And it was just, you crack up laughing just at the way he would say it.
Anyway, speaking of bail bonds, they have a place, I always see it, they have an advertisement somewhere on Jor Road, but it's like booty bail bonds.
Yes, booty bail bonds. Oh.
You don't want to get ass fucked. Call booty. That's what I'm going to call if I ever get arrested.
That's subliminal
it
advertising
is.
Right there.
It's not even subliminal. They're just like, protect your ass. Call booty bail. You want to get booty bailed out? Call booty bail.
Make a booty call.
Protect you from your booty with a booty call. You won't get no ballpoint pen shoved in your ass. If you call booty.
Or a mop handle. I wanted to use that story you wrote to segue to some other local news that I would relate to cover because it's one of my favorite things
news
to talk
about. John the Baptist Parish.
Sonny is going to try and include John the Baptist in
and
every
by try he means will. Even when I'm on vacation,
every
whoever
go.
Fills in for me when I'm every on vacation, episode. hopefully it'll be Josh Pinkston. But I will text him. I will pay $17 for a text message from the Bahamas to be like, don't forget to say John the Baptist Parish. Because Allison pays his
right.
bill. At least half of it.
So.
You forgot where you were going.
I forgot. Dude, you guys are like
I'm the
going
drunk
off on
one,
a rant.
Huh?
I'm stone sober. That's my problem. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. No. Okay. You both are familiar with the healing place.
Oh. Yes, I know where
Can
that's going.
Can we please talk about this? I want to talk about this so bad.
Okay.
2 months ago, their founder, pastor, and financial motivator, I suppose.
I thought that was Julio Malera, but
he stepped down. He stepped down. He said he was taking a leave of absence for personal reflection because he had become spiritually weak.
That means he got tired of. He needed some strange.
That means he had some strange.
But the thing that pissed me off about all of it, because I don't go there, I don't give a crap. But whenever.
Wait, you don't go to church?
No. But whenever these megachurch pastors like go down, and it happens all the time.
On who?
Who'd he go down on?
Probably an intern. But whenever they go down, they're always like, well, you know, I became spiritually weak, and I struggled, I failed the Lord. They don't say what they did. They don't apologize, first of all.
No.
And secondly, they don't cop to it. They don't say, well, you know, I fucked up by doing this or this or this. Usually getting their some stinky on their dinky. But the elders of the church popped up after he made his speech. The elders of the church popped up, and they said to the congregation, please don't ask what happened. Isn't it enough that we know what happened?
Really?
No!
Yes.
No!
That's exactly what they said.
Wait a minute. I've been tithing and giving money and supporting and telling all my friends they need to come to this church for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happens.
And then I'm going to tell
you. And you're not even going to tell me what the hell happened?
I'll tell you what happened.
Bad enough that you know?
I'll tell you what happened. He cheated on his wife. And all the elders and the business managers of this sprawling complex, which just put in a $28 million Superdome type
Superdome
megachurch. It's one of those huge like mega church facilities. That's a big building, yeah, you know, that's got all the other facilities in it too. It's got the main auditorium, but it's got everything else. There's at least 8,000 people going there, so I'm guessing it can seat 10,000. Mm-hmm. They just put up this $28 million facility, and they look down the road at Blue Bonnet at Jimmy Swaggart's failed little complex there, which the Sheraton just moved into, one of his abandoned buildings, the building he started and couldn't finish.
It's funny.
Because he at least they have something. He liked methamphetamine and crack whores.
You're talking about the Renaissance. Renaissance.
Yes. It's funny. Yes, finally it's, has isn't it really funny that Jimmy Swaggart moved into the Sheraton, and because of that, now the Sheraton is moving into Jimmy Swaggart's?
For those,
that's a play on words, folk. Because he fucked whores in hotel rooms.
I don't think he took that whore to the Sheraton.
I was just trying to be subtle.
I think
no, it
was
like a dirty side motel.
Yeah. I'm not
one
saying
of first, one of the first
I'm not,
dirty.
I'm not saying he fucked
that.
I'm not saying he fucked her in that place on Airline down there past Frank's.
It had hourly rates though. It was somewhere in Metairie with hourly rates.
Metairie
or Kenner.
That whole thing affected me a
Kenner's
lot as a kid.
Kenner's fucking classy.
That whole Swaggart thing affected me a lot as a kid because
really
it was on the news like crazy.
That's right, because you were going to be a preacher one day.
Well, it wasn't. And that wasn't why. I wasn't like methamphetamine and whores. I'm in.
but I get to cheat on my wife.
But it was all over the news,
and, get paid.
And they were making fun of it on Saturday Night Live, stuff like that. And I felt like, wow, Baton Rouge is like the center of it's like this
something
pop culture.
Yeah, something big is going on here. This is where stuff happens. And no, it was just,
was
just
it?
Where Swaggart's ministry was.
Yeah, it's where a preacher got his dick sucked.
And what did
where
he
hasn't that happened?
No.
I do have, since y'all cut me off earlier, since Jeremy cut me off and didn't let me tell my good, my last Kip Holden story.
We will come back to Swaggart. I have a story about Swaggart.
Since I didn't get to tell my Kip Holden story, and I love Kip Holden, so I probably shouldn't tell that story. I will tell my Jimmy Swagger story.
Kip Holden is awesome. Let's just
but look. Hang
like
on,
Kip. Kip's a great guy.
Hang on. Based on the look Jeremy gave me, he wants me to tell my Kip Holden story.
Go for it.
So, it's not even that great of a story. It's less of a story about Kip Holden and more of a story about me being a degenerate alcoholic. last year.
Same old story.
Yeah. No shit. Last year at the Spanish Town Mardi Gras parade. We're riding on the parade, and, you know, we're on the float, and
it's
me.
It's the deluge.
Yeah. It's storms. And
he got on our float in the middle of the fucking deluge.
Yeah. So.
Kipton?
The parade's ending, and, like, here's all I remember. I went out there with a 48-ounce cup full of whiskey and some ice.
Some ice.
And
made of whiskey.
That's why it rained. God knew you needed your whiskey diluted. That's why it poured fucking cats and dogs on us last year.
We get to the end of the parade route, and everybody's getting off the float. And all I remember is whenever we left, Jeremy was standing in front of me, and Wayne was standing behind me.
Wayne Smith, our friend.
And whenever the parade ends, I turn around, and I'm looking face to face to Kip Holden.
Mayor of Baton
Now, Mayor of Baton Rouge.
And he was in a poncho. It was hard to recognize him because he was covered in a poncho with the hoodie and everything like that.
And not just in a poncho, and not just Mayor of Baton Rouge, but the only black guy on our float.
On the float. The entire exactly.
He's standing literally 9 inches away from me.
Well, he was right behind me and Edie, and we had no idea until the end of the fight.
Never fucking noticed he was standing right there next to me. And I turn around, and I was more shocked that he knew my name, but I go, Kip, what the fuck are you doing here? And he goes, Sonny, I've been standing here the whole time. I said hey to you when I got on. Hey, he knew my name.
That's unreal.
Which means I'm sure I introduced myself to him whenever he got on the float, and I was just so liquored up that I didn't realize, wait a minute, the mayor's fucking standing right next to me. Or, wait a minute, there's a black dude right next to me. Wait a minute, there's a man who I endorsed and voted for. Wait, two or Two times?
This is the
two times?
Two times.
There's a man I voted for twice.
It's hard to keep count.
Standing right next to me.
It's hard to keep count because it took him three times to become mayor, and he's been reelected twice.
Kip,
he's been
elected. Does himself no favors hanging out with us. I have a story. I have a Spanish town story about Kip that's just as bad. It's mine involves pictures. My first Spanish town, or maybe it was the second one. Anyway, it was the one where Carol came dressed as a schoolgirl.
Oh, this was the ball.
Yeah, it was with the ball.
Yeah, right. Carol came dressed, that year. Yeah,
was that when he was dressed as Napoleon?
Yes, it is. Okay. Right, we'll get there. Carol came dressed as a schoolgirl, something she does very well. And I have a whole schoolgirl thing.
She pulls it off quite well.
I have a whole schoolgirl thing. She's my second crush. My first crush
was my
kindergarten teacher.
I'm not rubbing my crotch as I say this.
My second crush was my best friend's older sister.
This is
made
in her bathwater, right?
Will you please stop that? My wife does listen to this. Anyway, my best friend's older sister was in Catholic school, and she was my second crush, and so I have the deep seat. Anyway, so she's dressed like a schoolgirl, looks fantastic. I thought it would be just as appropriate to dress as I was wearing mirrored sunglasses, and I had a long dark trench coat and a big lollipop, and we went together as an Amber Alert. So there's a picture.
We have pictures of that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, we do. And there's a particular picture where after we'd been there for a couple hours, and Sonny and I had been like, hey, I wonder what's on the bottom of this Maker's Mark bottle. We better get there fast so we can read it.
Bottles.
Jeremy comes up to me, and he goes, hey, would you like to take a picture with Kip Holden? And I said, hell yes. Let's do that. I'm open for anything. So there's a picture of me dressed like a straight-up predator.
Pedophile.
like something, like you're waiting for Chris Hansen to walk in. I've got a giant lollipop in one hand, mirrored sunglasses, and the glasses are like down on the end of my nose. I have my
He's
trench coat.
He's got the Sunny Special going.
Yeah. The trench coat scraping the floor, and me pie-eyed with one arm around our mayor, smiling big, and he's like, hey, get this crazy white guy off me. Hand in hand, like, it's a gorgeous picture. It was my Facebook profile picture for a long time. I'm sure Kip appreciated it.
I'm trying
it.
To remember if that was a couple of years. I'm trying.
Are
to
you looking it up?
I'm trying
Dude.
To.
It's on my Facebook page.
Kip Holden is still one of my favorite people I've
he is
ever
awesome
had
guy.
Any
like
kind
I said,
of dealings
Like I said, every time
with.
I've seen him, he's been like, I'm like, hey, Kip. And he's like, hello, potential voter. Shake my hand. Big smile on his face.
Well,
I was just shocked that A, he knew my name, and B, I didn't like.
You probably introduced yourself like eight times.
I probably
did. Remember. Hi, Kip. I'm Sonny Weathers. Turn back, throwing beads. Turn around. Holy crap, Kip Holden. Hi, I'm Sonny Weathers. Throw some more beads. Couple
All
doubloons.
I know is,
holy shit, Kip Holden. Hey, man, you look like ET with that hood on. Ha! I'm throwing some more beads. Turn around.
And
holy
like,
shit, Kip Holden. Hi, I'm Sonny Weathers. So by the end of it.
By the end
you
of it,
like,
I was probably
Kip,
like,
where the hell
oh
you come
shit,
from?
Black guy standing right here next to me? And he was like, yeah, I'm Kip Holden. We met eight times in the
Hi,
last
Sonny.
10
and
minutes.
Like, he knows my name. My nipples are
but
hard.
Hang on. Like, if that would have been the president, I would have been, like, gutted and murdered and tossed off the side of the float. How? Like, now I have really good friends that are on the police force, but how shitty is the mayor's guard duty that they let me fucking stand next to that dude? Like, I don't even care that A, I was really drunk, and B, I voted for him twice, but how the fuck did they let me stand next to him for an hour? They're like, oh, there's a large, shaved-headed white guy.
White power
he
emblem.
He keeps accosting the mayor. I don't have a white power symbol, but he keeps accosting the mayor every 45 seconds. And Kip's just giving the high sign. It's okay. He's just liquored up again.
He only put his hands in my pants once.
You're the persona of a white power emblem.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You know what? Now that
oh,
you say
true.
That, that dude in American History X who's driving the truck right after what's his name? Bruce Banner, right after he gets out of jail, they're cruising the truck and he's singing that song. My eyes are seeing the glory of the trampling at the zoo. He was in. My name is Earl. He was the fat.
Oh
friend.
Yeah, the fat dude.
You
yeah,
look
yeah,
like
yeah.
him. Like when he had his head shaved. And he wasn't
in Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
Too? Yes. No. That was another.
that was another big fat white guy.
White
All right, we're going to get back
to... Hang on, fuck all y'all, man. I fucking grew up on gangster rap. I went to Bel Air. I love rap music. Don't fucking be like, oh, he's the racist.
You grew up in
Bel
Air and you tip good?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you like Cypress Hill.
I'm fucking breaking stereotypes everywhere.
That's right.
I like Kanye West. Fuck all y'all. And you know what? I'm not a bandwagon Kanye fan. I liked him since Through the Wire. I like Kanye, and who's fucking still a producer. Fuck all y'all.
What is it?
He likes quasi white women too.
What is it, Kanye?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Real
whatever,
quick,
cracker.
Real quick, we're gonna have to wrap this up, but I want to talk about my Jimmy Swaggart experience. And Nick, you would relate to this because you worked in the service industry years ago.
Okay.
So.
Also have a Jimmy Swaggart story.
You already told. You talked about Jimmy Swaggart. I haven't.
I haven't told my Jimmy Swaggart story. I'm gonna tell mine after you tell yours.
All right.
Unless you want to close on yours.
I'd rather. Why don't we save yours for another episode?
You know, we don't have to stop.
I just
hour.
Got.
Go
look here. Hang on. I can.
Because I have a feeling we're gonna hear his Swaggart.
I can do my Jimmy Swaggart story in 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
Mother's Day. I want to say it was late 90s. We take my mom to Copeland's Cheesecake Bistro for Mother's Day brunch. We get there early. Jimmy Swaggart's there with his mom.
Smoking methamphetamine and blowed
up. Me and Jimmy Swaggart got fucked up at the bar at Copeland's Cheesecake Bistro to the point where Jimmy Swaggart was sitting on the steps. It was actually early 2000s, not late 90s. I'm sorry. Jimmy Swaggart was sitting on the steps from the bar. And
Jimmy Swaggart was shit-faced with Sonny Weathers?
I don't know if he was shit-faced, but I was pretty shit-faced because it was Mother's Day. And it was to the point where whenever they called him for his table, because of course that motherfucker gets there after me, but he gets seated before us.
Yeah.
I had to give him the double-handed help his fucking drunk ass up to go to the table with his mom. I was like, son, I was drinking before you got here, and I got to help you stand up. Way to maintain.
Dude,
way to maintain, JS.
Dry you right
all
right.
Out. All right. Jimmy Swaggart.
So I came
Jeremy
to Baton
White.
Rouge in 1988. And I started making friends with people in the service industry. And it didn't take me long to find out that, like, the worst tipper in Baton Rouge was Jimmy Swaggart. He was, like, notorious for being the worst fucking tipper in Baton Rouge for whatever reason. Maybe it's because he loves Jesus so much. And I don't know. He was saving his money for whores. I don't know. But he had the reputation of being, like, a horrible, horrible tipper. So years ago... What? Sonny is beat red right now, and
I hope to God the mic didn't pick that up.
What did you say?
I'm not fucking repeating.
I sure as hell didn't see it. I didn't hear it.
I'll tell you when we stop recording. Okay.
So, anyway, it didn't take me long to figure out that Jimmy Swaggart is like the worst. He's the worst fucking tip. So, a few years back, my wife was working at a company that near Romans. You know, Romans on Perkins, the place where the guy went to jail for tax evasion. You know, the Middle Eastern guy.
And hang on, fuck that. I fucking love Romans. And that dude can send all the money home he wants because... He makes amazing sauce.
He's got some good stuff there. So, but anyway, Romans locations, the Romans Greek Lebanese restaurants, they were all great. But this one location.
Still are great.
The one on Perkins, though, at the time, it was like it was caught in a vicious feedback loop where they had, you didn't know which one caused it first. It was either, they had a high turnover rate, which led to bad service, which led to bad tips, or was it bad service led to bad tips, which led to high turnover?
I don't want to agree with the Muslims, based solely on Muslim food or Mediterranean Greek food.
Muslim food.
I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. I'm just thinking maybe the Jews are wrong. They have terrible food. Fuck those people. Go ahead.
So anyway, but every time we would go on Wednesdays because I was working in outside sales. I was working in outside sales, so on every Wednesday I would meet her to go to this one. And every time we went, there was like a different wait staff. There was that high of a turnover rate, and the service was crappy. This Wednesday was,
but they kept going.
They kept going. They kept chugging along. This Wednesday was particularly. Really, really shitty.
No matter how hard it was, they kept going.
The guy that we had was completely fucking awful.
Yes.
And we always tipped, not like Sonny, we didn't tip 30, 40, 50 fucking percent to overcome our wiggerish appearance. We would tip 15 to 20%.
It hurts.
So
wait a minute, goddammit. Hang on. Am I a fucking wigger or am I a white supremacist?
You're both.
I'm just a balding white dude that likes rap music. Fuck all y'all.
You're a white supremacist wigger.
So, oh my God.
So anyway, we're sitting there and this guy was fucking horrible. This guy was atrocious. So
Jimmy Swagger or your waiter? No, the waiter. I'm still
lost. The waiter was horrible. And I'm getting ready to leave like a single digit tip.
Me too.
A single digit tip to teach his ass a lesson because he was that fucking bad.
Yeah.
But then, before the ticket comes, right before the ticket comes, yes. In this guy's section,
Jimmy Swagger comes in.
Jimmy Swagger! Jimmy fucking Swagger and another couple, a four top. They sit right next to us and are in this motherfucker section. And so right as I'm getting ready to leave this guy a horrible tip to teach him a lesson because he was horrible, I'm like, you motherfucker. You had to come and sit down next to me. And now I got to leave this guy a decent tip so that I'm not a worse tipper than Jimmy fucking Swagger. That fucking pissed me off. God damn it.
We might have to stick to restaurants. You guys got really loud this time. Like you, I don't know if you were paying attention. Y'all were both yelling.
Well, maybe a little distortion there. We'll see.
Look, yeah.
All right.
I've enjoyed myself.
People would be shocked. People would be shocked to find out that Sonny Weathers is loudmouth. and if you have to edit out the pets.
Oh, and keep
stuff,
in mind,
I
my
understand.
Mom is still in the next room next door to us. So,
is she seriously here?
Yeah, she's here.
You guys have been really loud.
I was wondering why I had a hard on.
Hey, why don't you? Hey, why don't you go in there and ask her if she puts out? She's right there in the next room.
Wait, we'll be right back. She didn't answer me. She's put her cock right in her mouth.
I wonder. So wrong.
Hang on.
Hold on. Let me drink some more of your wife's bath water here.
Hang on. I wonder. I don't think you can hear the sound of my pants zipping up on the microphone.
You're wearing track pants. It's an elastic band.
All right.
Oh, my God. This one devolved fast, folks. I promise next week we'll talk about something like
that. I'm going to go ahead and say that this is my favorite podcast ever.
I think this devolved faster than the WAFB Facebook thread.
No shit.
Oh, my dear Lord. Folks.
Seriously, if you need to edit out Pat Simon being a dick, I understand.
Pat Simon's a dick.
Hey,
Simon's a dick.
You can call him whatever you want.
Allegedly.
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 As long as you don't call him a liar, because that's a legal
term.
That's true. Liar, Pat
you
Simon?
Can call him an asshole, a prick, a cunt,
a lying
pussy,
asshole.
You know what I won't do
before we sign off? I won't call Jeremy White a bitch for giving that dude my cell phone number. I won't do that. Because Jeremy... And that's not even a joke because Jeremy knows that if anybody wants to call and complain, give them my cell phone.
That's right.
They would love to talk to me.
Oh, my gosh. We ran long.
You want our complaint department? Hold on.
Yeah, hang on.
Forward you to our complaint department.
225-278, blah, 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 blah. Sunny Weathers on Facebook, son. Let's go ahead and wrap this bitch up.
Folks, I promise
this has been the Red Stick Podcast, and we are...
We are out of here. See you next week.
Thank you.
Stick around, folks.
We getting two commas, bitches.